each stage of life a chance to grow. With faith and love, the blessings flow. Seasons of life, seasons of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the Silsila Seasons of Life. And mashallah, today on the Silsila Seasons of Life, we are going to be discussing a fabulous topic of discussion, and that is regarding something which rejuvenates our body, our soul, our hearts, and our minds. And this topic is called Springs of Love. So yes, we are going to be mentioning and discussing the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran, as well as we are going to be mentioning also how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves and remembers his ummah, you and I. Before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that decorate your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, for your recitation of salawat upon me will be a nur, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So let us all take this opportunity to collectively send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, ladies of Madani Channel, first and foremost, we thank our most merciful Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for granting us yet another beautiful day, another beautiful opportunity, another privilege for you and I to spend this day in His obedience, for you and I spend this day increasing our recitation of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and most importantly, for you and I to show shukr and gratitude and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For when you do that, when you show gratitude to Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala grants you more. Allah ta'ala places more and more barakah in your livelihood, in your sustenance, in your life. And with that being said, we do not forget the beautiful saying and hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he mentioned, "Man lam yashkur innas lam yashkur illah," or kama qala alayhi salatu wa salam, that one who cannot show thanks to people cannot show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be grateful to our family members, our parents, our children, and other fellow Muslims as well. So yes, viewers of Madani Channel, we are discussing this topic, Springs of Love. And as I've mentioned, that we are going to be discussing and learning and seeing how the Holy Quran praises Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, you and I, we praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You and I, we recite the Na'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But today, inshallah, let us see how beautifully the Holy Quran praises Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach and advise his companions, his ashab alayhim ridwan, they would sometimes say, "Ra'ina ya Rasulullah," meaning, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please be mindful of our state," meaning, grant us an opportunity to fully understand your blessed words. Now, there's something for you and I to understand here, is that in the language of the non-Muslims, this phrase had a disrespectful connotation. And so, the kuffar, the disbelievers, they began to utter it with ill intent. Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was aware of the terminology. So one day, upon hearing this word from their tongues, he said, "O enemies of Allah, may Allah's curse be upon you. If I hear anyone utter this word again, I will strike off his head." A disbeliever responded, "You are angry with us, but Muslims also say it." Now, Sayyidina Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was disturbed by this. What does he do? He goes to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at that very moment, this ayah, this verse was revealed, prohibiting the use of the word ra'ina and commanding the use of another word with the same meaning, and that is unzurna. Now, that is why in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la taqulu ra'ina wa qulu unzurna wasma'u. That, O believers, do not say ra'ina. Rather say, Your Excellency, look upon us, unzurna, and listen attentively in advance. Now, explaining this ayah, this verse in Tafsir Sirat al-Jinan, it's mentioned, point number one, honoring and respecting the Prophet and maintaining etiquette, proper etiquette in their presence is an obligation. It is fard, compulsory. Any word that carries even the slightest possibility of disrespect is forbidden to utter. That was point number one. Point number two is that words that have two meanings, one good and one bad, where the bad meaning may also come to mind when spoken, should not be used for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself teaches the etiquette of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's presence and issues commands regarding his veneration. And the fourth point, this ayah, this verse indicates that disrespect in the sacred presence of the Prophet alayhi wasallatu wasalam, it amounts to kufr, to disbelief. Not even the Madani channel. That was one ayah. Let us listen to another incident, another beautiful ayah, and its reason of revelation, and its tafsir as well, inshallah. Once, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that before the creation of my ummah, when my ummah was in the form of clay, they were presented before me in their forms. Just as they were presented to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I was granted the knowledge of who among them would believe in me and who would disbelieve. When this news reached the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, they mockingly said, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presumes that he knows who among those not yet born will believe in him and who will disbelieve, whereas we live with and he does not recognize us. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he do? He stood on the minbar, he stood upon the pulpit, and after praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said that what is the matter with those who object to my knowledge? What is the matter with those who object to my knowledge? From today until the day of Qiyamah, there is nothing that will happen about which you can ask me and I will not inform you. So, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Hudhafa Sahmi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he stood up and said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is my father? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hudhafa is your father. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up and said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are content with Allah ta'ala as our Rabb, Islam as our religion, the Quran as our Imam and guide, and you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as our Prophet. We seek your forgiveness. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, will you desist? Then he descended, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam descended from the pulpit, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, the translation of which is that it does not befit Allah that he leaves the believers in the condition which you are in at present until he separates the impure from the pure. And O masses, Allah does not inform you regarding the unseen. However, he chooses from his messengers whomsoever he wills. So believe in Allah and His messengers. And if you embrace faith and become pious, then there is great reward for you. Now, subhanAllah, the use of Madani Channel, this ayah, explaining this ayah, in this verse, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he presented a couple of points. He says, in summary, one thing and one point that we learn is that objecting to the knowledge of the unseen possessed by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and claiming that, you know, he lacked knowledge of certain matters, this is the way of the hypocrites. No, it's the duty of a Muslim, of a believer, to accept all the praiseworthy attributes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam without dispute. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with knowledge of every single thing, everything that will occur until the day of Qiyamah. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that ask whatever you wish, and only one whose knowledge is complete, he can say this. Now all those who will believe and disbelieve or be hypocrites until the day of Qiyamah, they are known to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now we can have an idea and see how the Quran is praising Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's look at another incident. When we see that the people of Medina, they used to irrigate their gardens with water flowing down from the mountains. And Ansari had a dispute with Sayyidina Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu over who should water his field first. Now this matter was brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, O Zubair, water your garden and then let the water flow to your neighbor. Sayyidina Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was given permission to water first because his field, it came first. Now despite this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed Sayyidina Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to show kindness to the Ansari as well. Don't deprive him. However, the Ansari, he was displeased, unhappy with this decision, and remarked that Zubair is your paternal cousin. Now, even though Sayyidina Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was advised in the decision to show kindness, the Ansari failed to appreciate it. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded Sayyidina Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to irrigate his garden and then withhold the water. And upon this, the Quranic ayah was revealed, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. So dear beloved Prophet, by your Rabb, they will not become believers until they make you a judge in that which they dispute among themselves, and do not find within their hearts any unease regarding that which you decide and wholeheartedly accept. Prophetic judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In this verse, the verse of Madani channel, as it is mentioned in Tafsir Siratul Jinan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attributes his lordship to his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying, by ya Rabb, O beloved. Now this reflects the high maqam, the high status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes himself known through his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared that obedience to the command of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is obligatory and affirmed it. How? By swearing an oath upon his lordship. And we see also the next point, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared that whoever refuses to obey the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a Muslim. So it is necessary to obey the command of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wholeheartedly and without the slightest hesitation in the heart. That is why at the end of the verse, it is stated that they should not feel any discomfort in their hearts regarding his command, the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and must submit to it fully. The fifth point, that it is also known that accepting Islamic commands is obligatory and rejecting them is disbelief. And furthermore, objecting to them or mocking them is disbelief. Allahu Akbar. We see it, Yusuf Madani channel, how the Holy Quran praises Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how the Holy Quran defends the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, another very beautiful incident, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's final Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Madinatul Munawwara, he was commanded to perform salah facing Baitul Maqdis. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam began offering salah in that direction in obedience to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the pure heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam longed for the Kaaba to be made the Qibla, meaning the direction of salah for the Muslims. So one day, while performing salah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam repeatedly looked towards the sky, hoping that the command for the change of the Qibla would come. It was during that same salah that this ayah was revealed. In it, the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was declared as the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. And the beauty of his blessed face as he looked to the sky was described in the Holy Quran. So the Kaaba was made the Qibla in accordance with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's wish. And as a result, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned towards the Kaaba during the salah, and the Muslims turned with him. Two units of Dhuhr salah were performed facing Baitul Maqdis, and the remaining two rakats were performed facing the Kaaba. That is why the ayah was revealed in which it is mentioned, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, قَدْ نَرَى تَقَلُّبَ وَجْهِكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبَلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّي وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ وَحَيْثُمَا كُنْتُمْ فَوَلُّوا وُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَهُ. We see the frequent raising of your face towards the heavens. So most certainly we shall turn you towards the Qibla that you are pleased with. So now turn your face towards the sacred house, which is Masjid al-Haram. O Muslims, wherever you are, turn your faces in its direction. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Can you look at that devise of Mother Nation? That upon the wish of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Qibla was changed from Baitul Maqdis, from Jerusalem, to the Kaaba, Masjidul Haram. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we see from all of these incidents, the views of Madinah Shalom, how the Quran praises Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also see in the Holy Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna a'atayna kal-kawthar. We have certainly granted you countless virtues. And here, Mufti Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi Rahimahullah, he says under this ayah that, O beloved, indeed we have bestowed upon you countless things, and by granting you abundant virtues, we have made you superior to all creation. You were granted outward and inner beauty, a noble lineage and prophethood, a book and wisdom, and most knowledge and authority to intercede first, as well as the great blessing of Hawdi Kawthar, the praised station, Maqamul Mahmud, a multitude of followers, dominance over the enemies of the religion, abundant victories, and countless other blessings and virtues whose limits are unknown. Subhanallah, our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been granted immense blessings and much more will be given to him. Allahu Akbar. So as of now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we do have a very beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us also go forward and listen to this beautiful kalam that I'm sure it will most definitely rejuvenate our hearts, minds, bodies and soul in the love of the Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, we will be back to discuss much further into this beautiful topic, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mustafa jani rahmat. شمعِ بزمِ ہدایت صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کا فرمانِ عالی شان ہے کہ جو کوئی شخص مجھ پر ایک بار درودِ پاک پڑھے اللہ عز و جل اس پر اپنی 10 رحمتیں نازل فرماتا ہے اس کے 10 گناہوں کو مٹاتا ہے اور اس کے 10 درجات کو بلند فرماتا ہے آج جو کلام آپ سننے جا رہے ہیں اس میں آپ کو بار بار درودِ پاک پڑھنے کا موقع ملے گا آئیے نعتِ رسولِ مقبول بھی سنیے اور درودِ پاک کے ورد میں شامل ہو جائیے
sallallahu alaihi wasallam sallallahu alaihi wasallam
sachi baat sikhate ye hai seedhi raah dikhate ye hai
sallallahu alaihi wasallam sallallahu alaihi wasallam
jalti jaane bujhate ye جلتی جانے بجھاتے یہ ہیں، روتی آنکھیں ہنساتے یہ ہیں، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
قصرِ دنا تک کس کی رسائی، قصرِ دنا تک کس کی رسائی، جاتے یہ ہیں آتے یہ ہیں، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
فیضِ جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو، فیضِ جلیل خلیل سے پوچھو، آگ میں باغ کھلاتے یہ ہیں، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
انا اعطیناک الکوثر، انا اعطیناک الکوثر، ساری کثرت پاتے یہ ہیں، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم، رب ہے معطی یہ ہے قاسم، رزق اس کا ہے کھلاتے یہ ہیں، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے، اپنی بنی ہم آپ بگاڑے، کون بنائے بناتے یہ ہیں، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن، لاکھوں بلائیں کروڑوں دشمن، کون بچائے بچاتے یہ ہیں، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم،
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔
مرکد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر مرقد میں بندوں کو تھپک کر میٹھی نیند سلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے باپ جہاں بیٹے سے بھاگے لطف وہاں فرماتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے ماں جب اکلوتے کو چھوڑے آ آ کہہ کے بلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا ٹھنڈا ٹھنڈا میٹھا میٹھا پیتے ہم ہیں پلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے سلم سلم کی ڈھارس سے پل پر ہم کو چلاتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ کہہ دو رضا سے خوش ہو خوش رہ مژدہ رضا کا سناتے یہ ہے صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ اور اے بیوٹیفل کلام ان دی پریزز آف رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یا اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی انکریز اور لو فور دی بیلوڈ حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آمین یا رب العالمین الحمدللہ کمنگ بیک ٹو آور ٹاپک آف ڈسکشن ان وچ وی آر ڈسکسنگ سپرنگز آف لو اینڈ تھس فار We have mentioned regarding how the Quran praises Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have mentioned quite a few ayat, verses, its revelation, its explanation, and its tafsir as well. And I have mentioned in the beginning that we are also going to be mentioning how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves you and I, loves his ummah, and remembers his ummah as well. And now we come to that part of our episode for today, where we discuss the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love for you and I. We should also increase our recitation of salawat upon the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that on the day of Qiyamah, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will be present in a very vast plain near the Arsh. And he will have two green cloths on him. He will be looking at every person from his offspring who will be going to Jannah and who will be going to hell. He will also be looking at the people from his offspring who will be going into hell. And during this time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will see a person from my ummah going into hell. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will call out, ya Ahmad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I will say, labbaik, O Abu al-Bashr. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam will say that this person from your ummah is going towards hell. Hearing this, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I will quickly follow the angels walking swiftly and say, oh the angels of Allah, stop. They will say that we are appointed angels. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has commanded us to do, we do it. We do not disobey Allah Ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when I will feel sad and say whilst pointing towards the divine arsh by holding my blessed beard with my left hand that, ya Rabb, oh my merciful creator, did you not promise me that you will not allow me to feel embarrassed regarding my ummah? A voice will come from the throne that, oh angels, obey Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and let this person return. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that I will then take out a piece of white paper, and after putting it on the right pan of scale of deeds, I will say Bismillah. So the pan of good deeds will become heavier than the pan of bad deeds. A voice will then say that he is fortunate. He has attained prosperity and his scale of good deeds has become heavy. Take him to Jannah, take him towards paradise. That servant, he will say, oh angels, wait, let me talk to the one who has, you know, so much of esteem in the blessed court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he will say, may my parents be sacrificed for you. How lovely is your beautiful face, your shining face, your glowing face, and how beautiful is your appearance. You have had my mistakes forgiven and had pity on my tears. Who are you? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say to him that I am your prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is the salawat which you would send upon me. It has benefited you completely as per your need. Subhanallah, subhanallah, dear viewers of Madani channel. You know, we see that from this account, we learn many, many things. One is the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam possesses the knowledge of unseen by the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his ummah. You know, knowledge of all these things, such as whatever is happening, whatever will happen in the future, or rather whatever will happen on the day of Qiyamah, has been bestowed by Allah Ta'ala upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is why, while giving the news of ghaib, of the unseen, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about Sayyidina Adam alaihi salam and how on the day of Qiyamah he will be present where? He will be present in a very vast plain near the Arsh, the divine throne. What will he be wearing? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told you and I, he would be wearing two green garments and he will be looking at his offspring. He will even see one person from the ummah of the beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam going into hell, and will help him by bringing the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's attention to him. And it has become obvious that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam holds a very dignified and a very, very high status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, most definitely this is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it should also be remembered that here the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's act of pointing towards the arsh with his blessed hand is for making a request in the bliss court of Allah Ta'ala. It does not mean that ma'adallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be on the arsh and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will gesture with his blessed hand towards him. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free, free from place and direction. His divine speech is also free from sound. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala possesses the attributes which befit his glory. From this narration, we see also reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has many, many blessings. You know, the way reciters of salawat attains blessings in this world, and inshallah on the day of Qiyamah as well, they will be fortunate as well. So we should every day, you know, we shouldn't wait for a big night. We shouldn't wait only for the day of Jum'ah. We shouldn't only wait for the 27th night of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr. We shouldn't only wait for the two Eids to increase our recitation of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We shouldn't wait only for the month of Rabi'ul Awwal to increase our recitation of salawat upon the Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, every single day of our life, we should increase our recitation of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And another very, very beautiful point we come to know from this narration, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves his nation, loves his ummah very, very much. You know, on the day of Qiyamah, when every single person, everyone will be worried about himself, worried about herself, the day about which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Holy Quran, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. Allah, the summary of this ayah is that on that day, the day man will run from his brother and his mother and his father and his wife and his sons, on that day every individual among them will have a concern that will make him oblivious to others. Even at such a difficult time, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be worried for the sinful people of his ummah, will have mercy on them, will request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them and will make them enter Jannah, will make them enter paradise by interceding on their behalf in the divine court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. This is how much Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves you and I, remembers you and I. You know, on one occasion, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the day of Qiyamah, all the prophets, all the Anbiya alayhi wa salatu wa sallam, they will be present on the gold pulpits. And he says, but my pulpit, it will be empty. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I will be standing silently in the merciful court of my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lest I be now ordered to go to Jannah, to go to paradise, and my ummah remains worried after me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, oh beloved, I will decide about your ummah according to your wish, according to your desire. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, then I will humbly say, Allahumma ajil hisabahum, that oh Allah, hasten accountability of their deeds. And I will, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that I will repeatedly make a request for this, until I will be given a list of the people of my ummah who have gone to hell. I will continue taking those who have entered hell out of it by interceding on their behalf. And in this way, nobody from my ummah will be left for the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Not even Yusuf Madani channel. I want you and I to ponder and reflect on how deeply Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cares about us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is so kind to us, so merciful, so compassionate to you and I. And let us ponder on ourselves, how much do we love him? And what type of affection do we have for our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What have we done to please him in return for his favors? And how much do we act upon his best teachings? You know, those who love their parents never break their hearts. Those who love their children never let them feel sad. Nobody likes to see their friend feeling sad because we do not sadden the person we love. Right? You don't sadden your wife, you don't sadden your mother, you don't sadden your father, you don't sadden your children. Why? Because you, you love them. Many Muslims at the current day and age, present time, claim to have love and devotion for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but their actions are contrary to what they claim. You know, what kind of lovers avoid salah and mus-salah deliberately, and by doing such things hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What kind of devotion is this that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasizes, that the fast of Ramadan, which will be in a few days, a few weeks time actually, that emphasizes that the fast of Ramadan be observed, but so-called lovers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam refrain from this command, from this blessed command, and missed the obligatory fast. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasizes that Taraweeh salah be offered, but heedless people, lazy people of the ummah do not offer it. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam orders to grow a beard for those who claim to have love for him and are, you know, more worried about the trend and the fashion, imitate the enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that you ask yourself, I ask myself, is this a devotion? So we need to make a very, very strong mindset that we would do that which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, has instructed us to do. We would follow the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everyone knows that the universe, it is very, very big, it is vast, but it definitely has a limit. Everyone knows that the earth is super spacious, but it has a limit. Everyone knows that the ocean is so big, so huge, so immense, but its edges and depth, they also have limits. Everyone knows that the stars are great in number, so many stars you see in the sky, but they also have a limit. Everyone knows that the number of creation is so much, but it has a limit. I want you to remember one thing: the love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has for his ummah is like the ocean whose depth and edges are unimaginable and unknown to all of us. The affection of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for his ummah, this deeds of Madani Sharon has also been mentioned in the Holy Quran, in which it is mentioned, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمِ. Surely there has come to you an exalted messenger from among you. Anxious is he by what you endure, deeply concerned for your well-being, exceptionally gracious, merciful to the believers. Allahu Akbar. This is his mercy. This is his affection for Muslims that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. I'll give you a few examples of the mercy and affection that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has for his ummah. That keeping the difficulties of the weak, the sick, and the working people of the ummah in mind, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not delay the Isha salah until 1/3 of the night. Keeping sick people and children in mind, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam overdid not to have a very prolonged recitation of the Holy Quran in salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not offer salah, did not offer nafil salah every night. Why? So that it does not become fard, compulsory, obligatory for the ummah. To save the ummah from difficulty, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade them from observing, from keeping fasts of Sawmi Wisal, meaning keeping fasts continuously without having iftar. Keeping the difficulty of his ummah in mind, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not make Hajj fard every year. Showing affection to Muslims, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded to have ramal in only 3 rounds of tawaf, instead of all arounds. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would busy himself in ibadah, in worship the entire night. And he would cry, he would weep anxiously for the forgiveness of his ummah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the extent that due to being in a standing position for a very, very long time, his blessed feet would often swell. Allahu Akbar. So even of Madinah, inshallah, if we study the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it appears as if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spent his entire blessed life remembering his ummah. He would worship in the night, for the forgiveness and salvation of his ummah. He would cry in the isolation of caves. He would cry while reciting the Holy Quran. He would beseech, he would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when thinking about the sins of the ummah and the intensities of the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would cry while listening to the verse of the Holy Quran, which contains the mention that every ummah will be asked to bring a witness. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be made a witness to all people. Sometimes he would spend the whole night reciting a single verse. Sometimes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stand and bow for a long time in salah. Sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would put his best forehead in sajda, in prostration, and ask for goodness for his ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would worship in the night and would make dua for the salvation of the sinful people of his ummah from the trials, the tribulations of the grave, and the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment. Now, what was the reason? What is the reason for weeping? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised both his blessed hands. He made dua whilst crying tearfully for the ummah, and you know, with humility, with humbleness, he said, Allahumma ummati ummati. That, oh Allah, my ummah, oh Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then ordered Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, that, oh Jibreel, go to my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your Rabb knows very well, but ask him, what is the reason for his cry? Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked, as commanded, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained the entire situation and expressed his concern for the ummah. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, he says to Allah ta'ala, that, oh Allah, your beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said such and such thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is all-knowing. Allah ta'ala ordered Jibreel alayhi salam, go and tell my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we will soon please you regarding your ummah and will not allow you to feel sad. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Radha Khan rahimahullah, he has said something so beautifully. In a nutshell, to summarize it, he says to you and I that you are busy disobeying the one who truly loves you, who is so magnificent, so great, who is the, you know, essence of iman, essence of faith, treasure of goodness, who possesses matchless, immaculate, matchless beauty, which has adorned the entire world, who has shouldered the responsibility of the entire universe, who forgot the meal of the day, who forgot the sleep of the night. You are busy with sports and frolics, and he was busy day and night crying, weeping, and expressing sadness for your forgiveness, for our forgiveness. Though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the night for rest, and every person, whether a king or a poor person, wants to take rest at that time. But our master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not rest, did not sleep, but rather put his blessed forehead in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, oh Allah, my ummah is sinful, forgive them, protect all of their bodies from the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. This series of Madani Channel is the love, the concern, the affection that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has for you and I. So you and I should always obey the commands, the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if you want closeness to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we need to increase our recitation of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until then, keep watching Madani Channel and continue reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Each stage of life, a chance to grow with faith and love, the blessings flow. Seasons of life, seasons of life.